WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Of all Royal Rumble themes, this is one of them. You tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, and Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, Twitch.tv/StubTubeLive to interact with us live tonight, because it's Royal Rumble. The road to WrestleMania kicks off this Saturday in Indianapolis as they gear up for 30 men and 30 women over the top rope Royal Rumble matches, a ladder match, and a 2-on-3 falls tag team title match, all to take part live this Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern. On the Peacocks and the Netflixes.
But are we the one that created the one from the island relevancy?
I mean, maybe.
My eye started twitching when he did that. When he started going into that, I'm like, I swear to fuck, if you say 21-1, I'm going to come down there.
I mean, he kind of did.
He sort of did. He alluded to it.
He did allude to it, yeah. But it's Paul Heyman. What else? What would you expect? It's Paul Heyman. He'll tease it, even though he's supposed to be babyface now. He's got to tease it.
Is he really a babyface? I mean, yes. He's kind of a tweener. It's Paul. He does whatever he wants. But
fair.
He's over.
You don't say. It's Paul Heyman.
I mean, That man got a pop.
Yes. Yes, he did on Monday night, yes.
I got to go to Raw, everybody.
That's why there was no post-show. She was there.
I was there. I got to go to Raw. That's why Rock had to do the show alone.
I didn't. I ended up not doing it alone. I figured
out. Oh, you didn't do it?
No, we didn't do it. No. I was like, okay, I don't know if I feel like talking to myself. So. But yeah, Lindsay was at Raw.
Oh. Yes, I went. I got to go to Raw, everybody. I had a good time. It was fun. I won't mention the circumstances, but thank you for letting me go. Appreciate it. So anyway, let's talk all of it. We have a yeet emote now?
We do.
Ooh, fancy.
You can yeet in chat now. Yes. But let's get into the Royal Rumble. Let's talk about the four matches that are on the books for this Saturday.
Okay, let's talk about it. The WWE Tag Team Champions DIY versus the Motor City Machine Guns in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
I like that it's 2 out of 3 falls. I mean, it's going to take up some time on the show. They'll get about 20 minutes or so. And they've been, you know, they've been battling. They've been DIY's been trying to keep Motor City Machine Guns away from the coming back and challenging for the tag team titles. They've kind of been trying to edge pretty deadly into the story. They've been to anyone else but Motor City Machine Guns that they would want to fight at the Royal Rumble. And then Nick Aldis was like, no, you guys gotta fight. You gotta fight at the Royal Rumble. It's 2 out of 3 falls. You gotta set all this. They've told the personal story how Johnny and the Motor City Machine Guns got started. I think it was they've told that. And then throughout this whole thing, DIY was baby faces at the start, and now they're heels. They're the bad guys in the situation. Because Tommaso toughened Johnny up a little bit, smartened him up a little bit, which is why they got the belts back. Now here we are, and it's the fact that the Motor City Machine Guns, after all these years, are finally on a WWE PLE. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. It's cool, but it's still kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know? Like, a little bit. Like, it's really, really, really cool. Like, I love it, because it's like, they're finally, in my mind, getting their due, because they're such a fantastic tag team, but they were with TNA for so goddamn long.
They were.
That is like, oh my god, this is just very strange for me. But yeah, they've been doing a lot, like in terms of Gargano and Ciampa kind of walking that sort of like not quite a good guy, but not quite a bad guy sort of line, inching ever closer to that sort of like heel mentality. And you know, with two Rumbles and then two other matches, I have to think that maybe they might add a third. I don't know though, like, because you have two regular matches and then you have the two Rumble matches.
You go 30 for 30 on the singles with entrances and everything and commercials, and then the Rumbles are an over an hour each.
Okay.
So
I mean, yeah,
last year we
have, because it's starting early, it's starting at six,
supposed to be ending around 9:45, 10 o'clock, somewhere around there, which means once that ends, we will be live on Saturday talking about it in full detail.
By the way, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Triple H, number one, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Two, I personally would like to thank you for the new end time on Raw at 10:30. My ass got home before midnight on Monday.
Nice.
Like, that's amazing. Anyway, yeah. Continue. I'm sorry.
Based on that, we also had four matches last year, so worked out pretty well. And then they did the really long angle at the end, and it still went 3-4 hours. Last year, I think we went out 3 hours. Oh, it was 2 years ago, so we had the long angle afterwards. Last year, we had like 3 hours. I mean, it's pretty good. 3-hour pay-per-views, premium live events, they work for me. And they go 4 hours, because I saw on YouTube it's the post-game thing is set for 10, so 4 hours. Pre-show starts at four Eastern. There'll be a lot of content. Anyway, back to the match. It's gonna be really good, really fun. As for who wins, though,
I want it to be the Guns. I really do.
I think it's gonna be the Guns. I think the Guns get the belts back, especially on a PLE.
Mm-hmm.
I think they get it back. I think. They come out on... Yeah, I say they come out on top, yeah.
You say they come out on top?
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Motor City Machine Guns. I have a hunch. Because you can have, like, Pretty Deadly Chase. You can have Gargano and Ciampa Chase. you know, since the guns are now leaning more towards like baby faces, it's good to have the heel teams chase. So you could do that.
8-ball.
I'm going Motor City Machine Guns.
8-ball DIY. No, says the 8-ball for DIY. So they have the Motor City Machine Guns taking it. And the wheel goes DIY on that one. I mean, they're kind of, but Deadly still heals. They're still, I don't know, I think Pretty Deadly still heal issue. I know they're trying to make them baby faces kind of in this whole thing, but I think it's...
Honestly, I'd have to see like a baby face Pretty Deadly because I feel like they work way better as heels.
I'll be curious to see if they can. We'll see. All right, what's next?
We will see. We have Cody Rhodes, not to be confused with Cody Rhodes in Indianapolis, taking on Kevin Owens in a ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Championship. I got to be in the presence of greatness, y'all. I got to see the Winged Eagle in person.
She did.
So I have to tell you this before we talk about the match. So, like, before the show started, they brought the titles out, and they brought the little, like, double hook for titles.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost sent you a message, and I was like, are they booking a ladder match for tonight? Like, is there, like, a tag team ladder match tonight that I didn't know about? Like, did something happen and I wasn't paying attention? Because that's a distinct possibility these days. And, like, I almost sent you a message, and then I was like, well, but if it's not announced, I don't want to spoil it for him. So, like, I just kind of kept my mouth shut, and then, like, the two tag matches went on, and I was like, what the fuck are the two belts for? And they kept showing Cody, and then I was like, oh, right, they have Cody's title, and then they have the Winged Eagle up there. Right. I'm smart. I'm so smart. But yeah, so these two are going in a ladder match for the title. This has been a bit of a heated feud between the two. The promos on Monday were just fantastic. Were just absolutely fantastic. That being said, as good as this match will be, as fun as this match will be, I hate to break it to Kevin, but he's not winning. I feel like something else is going to happen, or someone else is going to happen, or Cody will just beat Kevin on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And that will just be that. Like, as much as I want Kevin to win, he's not going to win. It's going to be Cody.
So, a couple things. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad we are getting a one-on-one ladder match.
Right?
Feels like it's been forever since we've got a traditional one-on-one ladder match in WWE. Can't remember if AEW's had one in a while. It's been a minute, too. But we're getting a traditional WWE ladder match one-on-one on a PLE. That's one. Two, it has shades of Shawn Michaels, which is why they used him at Saturday Night's Main Event to do the contract signing. Because you get two belts on top, just like the old days when there's two Intercontinental titles. At WrestleMania 10, we have two WWE titles up on the thing. So that's really cool. They can use the ladder as a weapon, and they can tell stories with the ladder. They don't have to go all the time for the most insane bumps, which I hope they... Like, Money Bank is known for the big extreme bumps. This ladder match, you can have a few, but you also tell a wrestling story. You can just use the ladder to elevate the match rather than it be the sole focus of what the story they're trying to tell. They can do a lot of different things, which is what I'm very happy to see. Because they brought it back with Hell in a Cell, where it was like, Hell in a Cell mattered again. This is a ladder match that actually means something. Man, because I just hope he gets to tell Dylan Lyon, because that's the best heel he's been since his NXT days. Yes, Kevin Owens deserves a belt at some point. I've been trying to advocate for Cody to drop the belt for months, just so his title matches don't get too predictable. You put in some unpredictability.
I don't disagree with that, and honestly, if they have Kevin pull off a win and break Cody's streak for a while, I would be okay with that. But Monday night, they kind of made it clear that at some point they're like teasing Punk and Cody, and there may or may not be a title involved in that.
So, all right, to play the advocate for Kevin Owens' belt, you could do, if you look at it, what WrestleMania could be, if it's Cody Cena, you don't technically need the belt. Would it mean more with the belt? Would it mean more with the belt? Yes, because it's Cena trying to take down Cody. But if you go on the other side of things, Kevin, Sammy for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. That'd be really freaking cool. It would mean a lot to them, and it would be a big match. However, it wouldn't be a WrestleMania main event, and that's kind of the sad part about it.
No, it wouldn't be. It really wouldn't be.
It would be like your opener for WrestleMania rather than your main event if you're going with. And it's not that they need to build it up more. It's Cena, Cody, Roman, Punk are your guys for the main event. They're kind of like, they're the bigger guys right now. And Kevin and Sammy main event at Night 1 of WrestleMania a couple years ago in the tag match, I don't think from a marketing standpoint, they're at their peak in terms of popularity. Kevin's over as a heel. Sammy's still over as a babyface, but he's not where he was 2 years ago. So I having them be in the main event just, I don't know, wouldn't get there. Yeah, I get it could be another year. I'm just saying this year they have the opportunity to do so. You could tell a story about Sammy finally winning the title. Yeah, you could. But that story needs...
You need to rebuild that because they technically told that story and he lost to Roman. You need to rebuild that back up where you bring that back to that fever pitch again.
Yeah, Sammy needs to be rebuilt back up into that groundswell of popularity. And because the Cena roller coaster is in play now, everything else should take a backseat, and rightfully so. That said, I'm looking forward a lot to this match. I think it'll be a really fun match. I think Kevin and Cody have stuff to prove. I think Kevin has a lot to prove. And if you think about it, Kevin's been Mr. Royal Rumble title match for a lot of years. He kind of avoids the Rumble match. He's usually in the title match, which is kind of funny. That said, I got Cody going over.
Yeah. I would love to see Kevin win. I would love to see a lot of things, but I feel like we saw Monday night them beginning to sort of point in specific directions for things, maybe come WrestleMania, maybe come later on down the line. But they know where there's money. And there's money in Kevin and Sammy, but it wouldn't necessarily be the focus because we've seen it before. Now, this is the first time that they've fought in, God, what, 4 years, 5 years?
Who?
Kevin and Sammy. When was the last time they had one of their spats? It's been a couple of years because they've
been at least
they
two,
did that really big feud and then they split them apart, which is what they had to do.
It's been a year or two. It's been at least two because they got the belts at 39. So they came together at 39. So, and I think it's probably 3 years ago since they've had a spat, something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to go Cody.
I'm going Cody.
Magic 8 ball. Does Kevin Owens win? You may rely on it. Okay, so 8 ball's going Kevin. Wheel says Wrestler 2. And I know no one heard that. I'm fixing that now. But Wrestler 2.
We could have had Wrestler 3.
You could have. But it's Wrestler 2. I have to turn it back to Firefox. We're working on it as you talk about the next match.
All right, so let's talk about the Royal Rumble matches, the men's and the women's. We'll start with the men. The following superstars have declared for this year's 30-man Royal Rumble match. John Cena, Roman Reigns, CM Punk, Seth freaking Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura, Logan Paul, who got booed out of the goddamn building on Monday, Jey Uso, Penta, Braun Breaker, Chad Gable, Rey Mysterio, I believe also Carmelo Hayes declared.
Yeah, he apparently did at the dark match. He declared he's going to be in a Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah, he declared on Monday night. It wasn't really a dark match. He beat up Cody. But yeah, so that's our group so far, and then they'll obviously fill that in. Quite a rogues gallery, isn't it?
As they've claimed, it is the most star-studded Royal Rumble of all time. And when you think about it, and the names you mentioned, there's a lot of big stars, and there's a lot of stars that weren't even mentioned that you could do. And you're gonna look at it, and you're gonna watch this for a Rumble on Saturday and go, huh, WWE has a lot of people and a lot of big names, a lot of big stars, a lot of big potential matches you can pull out of it with a lot of high profile talent, and they finally get to interact with each other because a lot of it they're kind of left in their own little worlds. And like Saturday, you're gonna finally see some people kind of get into each other's faces that you haven't seen. We're probably gonna get old fashioned Cena Roman showdown. We're gonna probably get Punk and Roman and Punk and Cena. You're gonna get Logan Paul in there with some people, maybe possibly. Bron Breakker is gonna get stare down John Cena and probably CM Punk and probably Roman Reigns and get people excited for stuff like that. You're gonna see surprises of all kinds. And it should be a lot of fun. Royal Rumble is always the favorite. It's always fun. That's why we do the Royal Rumble entry contest, because it's fun like that, to do stuff like that. And I also wrote about it on the website. The orders, I've predicted a few things. Number one, so believe on Monday, Logan Paul said he's smart. He only needs to throw how many people over the top rope? One. Everyone else says he has to throw 29 over. So that makes he believes he's going to be number 30 in the Royal Rumble. I would have him go out at number 1, and he has to throw 29 other people out of the ring, or attempt to throw 29 other people. Let him work for a while. And also you can get him out of there early too, if you need to. But I would have him come in at number 1. I would also, how many times has John Cena won the World Heavyweight title, the WWE title?
15 times.
16. He's 16. He needs 17. He's 16 times. Oh, he needs
17. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'd have him, for the irony, come out at number 17. Because why not? 17 title reign, come out at number 17. There's also, you saw Kai Sanat on Monday.
I did. He was there. They did bring him out. He was having a good time.
He's going to be at the Royal Rumble.
But he's streaming. He's not in it, right?
I think he's streaming. I thought
that was like the thing for him, was that he was going to stream live from the Royal Rumble.
He might be doing that. And also, yeah. iShow Speed is going to be streaming from the Royal Rumble. Triple H invited him to show up as well. I would throw iShow.
Hey, Hunter, I stream.
Yeah. I would throw iShow Speed in the Royal Rumble, because he asked Hunter, can I stream from anywhere? Hunter invited him to stream from Gorilla with him. So I would have iShow Speed sitting next to Triple H, and then the buzzer goes off and Hunter goes, go.
You're in.
That would be funny to me.
That would be hilarious.
He gets in the ring with like a Bron Breakker, and Bron Breakker tosses him over the top rope. Like, launches him. There's your talk about moment. I think that'd be fun. And Speed has taken a bump before in WWE, so I think you can throw him out and have him take a bump, and you have like three or four guys catch him on the outside, and it'd be fine. But I think you can get away with that. As far as surprises go, I think everyone believes they'll say his name and he'll appear.
I think it's entirely possible that we get a Joe Hendry here.
Then you get Joe Hendry here. You use iShow Speed as a surprise. I don't know what other legends you could. I don't know who else you could throw out there to make it go, huh? That's even possible at this moment. Like I was trying to think of names, and it's like I don't know who's left. Like a lot of Attitude Era guys, we've been there, done that. They've all retired, or all injured, or no longer here to take those spots. Then the guys you released are doing things in TNA or elsewhere, so it's like, or AEW, so it's like, huh. So this year might not be a lot of legends, because you got Roman and Cena and Punk and McIntyre in this one, Seth Rollins and Jey Uso. You have a lot of big names. Like, I think AJ hopefully is healthy enough and will be in the Rumble. You can throw, I think, because Omos is coming back from Japan, he'll probably be in the Rumble. So you'll have enough of those guys to throw in there. You could probably come up with like an Ethan Page or something or Wesley from NXT and put them in the Rumble. I think you have enough people inside the company for surprises. And of course, they'll figure out a way to bring in a name or two that you're not thinking of to surprise us.
I was going to say, I was just sitting here thinking, is there anybody coming off of injury that we haven't thought of or we don't remember?
AJ is the injury guy, because he with his foot. And you got Penta in here now, and you got enough. I would expect Solo and possibly Jacob in this Rumble. Basically, from this Rumble, I expect a lot of stare downs. A lot of getting crowd buzzes for future matches. And a lot of interaction between the Cenas and the Punks and stuff like that and the Romans just to get the crowd excited. When it comes, boils down to it, it's very easy to say John Cena.
It is incredibly easy to say John Cena.
But as you said on Monday, they said that was a money promo of, let's talk about Punk and Cody for a belt. Because that also makes you believe, And also, John Cena doesn't need the Rumble to go to WrestleMania for the title.
No. Like, that's the thing. And that's if they have him fight for it at Mania, which I'm sure they will. But it's like, for the 17th, you could do it logically anywhere. Because you technically have 11 months or so, 10 months, to really put it on him. Because you only need to put it on him and take it off him real quick. So, and while it would be monumental and historic, you could save that for something like a SummerSlam or somewhere else and do it. Would you want to do it at Mania? Yes. But it's like, it depends on where they're going with things.
Yeah. Right. John is booked for Chamber. He's all over the promotion. It's his last time in Toronto. He's the face of the promotion for that one.
I was a little disappointed he didn't show up on Monday. Like, I was kind of expecting him to show up, and it's like, oh, he didn't come. Okay, fine. Be that way.
So, the reason why John Cena appeared on January 6th and hasn't shown up since, he's been in Hungary filming the Match Car Box movie. So, that's why we have not seen John Cena. He's been filming a movie. So
rude. Very, 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 very rude.
Which is why his 30s, he still had 35 more appearances left for the year. So, we still have plenty of John Cena left to come. But yeah, it's very easy to pick John Cena and say, hey, John Cena wins, and that'd be cool, it'll be fun, and people will get excited. You say that 5 years ago, people would be like, what, John Cena wins the Royal Rumble? LOL, Cena wins, haha. But now I think everyone kind of wants Cena, but Cena doesn't need to win the Rumble to get the match. He can win a chamber match and get to WrestleMania to fight Cody or Gunther for the belt. So if it's not John Cena, then you question who?
Who?
CM Punk could be in a title match against Gunther at WrestleMania, or Cody, but I would more lean towards a Gunther.
You know what? Honestly, I wouldn't sneeze at Gunther and Cena either.
No, I wouldn't sneeze at it, and it would be really good. But if I'm Cena, I'm going after Cody for Mania. That's just the bigger money match.
There's too many possibilities. He needs to go for another year.
There are a lot of pieces. They tease Cody and Punk.
Boy, did they tease Cody and Punk on Monday. Holy shit.
But if you take Cena out of the equation, you go Punk, Gunther, Rollins, Gunther.
You have a lot of possibilities, and especially with the draft window or the transfer portal.
Which ends this weekend.
Which ends this weekend, and we don't know when they're going to open it again. Because I would assume that they open it like once or twice a year to move people around as they need. I can see them doing that in order to get matches. I maintain that for Cena, and I said this before, and I will say it again until they don't do it, is that to me, the 17th title reign should be he wins Money in the Bank, he calls his shot, he cashes in, and he wins. Just because John Cena was the very first one to win Money in the Bank and lose the guaranteed shot. So to me, that would be a nice little redemption thing as well for him. That it's like, I'm going to go win Money in the Bank to get the title. And that's when he wins. And that's when he gets it, like at a SummerSlam or something like that. I don't know, though. God, this is so hard to pick.
You know the one name we're not talking about?
Who?
Roman Reigns. He's in this match, too.
You know what? I'm not ready.
No,
I don't think anybody's ready. I don't think Roman's ready to get that title back. That it was on him for so goddamn long, and I know he's been on vacation, but for the love of God, they need to keep that thing away from him for at least a year, if not two. Oh, like, I, he I, just... No.
No, I get that. I'm just saying, if you look at possibility for matches, Roman Reigns coming out of this as could be an option for people, even if his road gets distracted along the way. Roman Gunther for a title wouldn't be the worst idea. Just in terms of names. When you boil it down, your options are Roman, Punk, Cena, maybe Rollins as your four top contenders. Because Punk wants his Mania main event. That's what's been very clear. He wants it. He needs it. Cena wants the number 17. He's got to win a match to finally do it. Because while there's a lot of stars, you go for the title matches. Like, WrestleMania, it's like, maybe this person, maybe. It's just, it's a struggle bus.
It is, because you don't know.
But I know it's not likely, but can you imagine if 30 comes out, then the clock starts again for 31, and it's The Rock, and he wins it? I mean, I would laugh. Hunter played the 31 card once.
Internet would implode on itself.
But from what I've heard, Dwayne's not doing anything physical. He could be at WrestleMania, but he's not going to wrestle. Because apparently he's reshooting scenes from Moana 2, the live action one. They're doing some filming, which is why he's not doing things right now.
Fair.
Which is why they kind of put an end to like all the tie-ins. He's doing reshoots. At least that was a couple weeks ago. So who knows? But I think that's why that's why all the Dwayne stuff is up in the air. It's why he said on NXT his job takes him elsewhere, but he always comes back. But so his job is taking him elsewhere. At this point, yeah, I hope they revisit it all back in the future. I really do, and I think eventually they will. But as for who wins, I'm going Cena. I think it's the feel good story. And then, I don't put Cena in the Chamber match. I have Cena wrestle at Chamber. And he'll get a one-on-one match with somebody at Chamber. But I have Cena winning. And I know I put Logan Paul at number one. But I also know they could put, if their idea is Logan Paul and Gunther, I could see them having Logan Paul win too. I don't want to see that. I'd rather see Cena. But that's also an option out there too.
I think if you're going to have Logan Paul win, you could have him win at Chamber.
Yeah. I'm just saying you could, if you want to go for a shocking winner, Logan Paul winning the Royal Rumble would be a shocker.
I don't know if the world can handle that much heat. It might incinerate it. We don't really know. Like, that's the whole thing. Yeah, talk about the internet imploding. The internet would goddamn implode in on itself.
But they do like people talking.
They do like people talking, and that would get people talking, but I don't know if that would get people talking in a good way. And so they have to be really, really, really careful on that. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you don't, like, any press is good press unless it's bad press. And Logan Paul kind of has that, like, nuclear heat. That it's not, oh, we hate him, oh, boo. No, people genuinely hate that man. So,
But they also generally like him, too.
They do, but I don't think the like outweighs the hate. That's the problem. I don't think there's enough people that like him to balance that out.
You would be surprised.
Probably, because I don't really follow him because I find him to be a dick. But I think the easy answer is either Punk or Cena, because I feel like those are potentially the priorities right now, because you have a year with Cena and that's it. He's done. So if you're going to do the thing, you have a couple shots and he's John Cena, but like for fitting the whole character, he's going to do it honorably. So he's either going to win the Rumble, he's going to win the Chamber, or he's going to win Money in the Bank. Those are kind of your three shots at him winning it honorably to go for a title and not just walk out and be like, I'm John fucking Cena, give me your belt. Which he could still do. We could get the long-awaited John Cena heel turn. But like, I feel like Cena and Punk are kind of your priorities in this, because with Cena, you have a year. And I feel like with Punk, you don't really know. Like, everything's good right now, but we don't know what's going to happen in the future with him, because he's still very much in the air, up in the air for certain things. So to me, those two are your big priorities. Like, everybody else on this list will do well. Everybody else will look good. Because we're also not talking about Jey Uso.
Well, because he just lost last Saturday.
But he could, you know, yeet and win the Rumble.
He could. I don't see it. If they didn't do the title match last Saturday, I would have said, yeah, he has more of a chance. I think because he lost, he put up a hell of a fight. But I don't know if you can run that back yet for that title.
I agree. I'm going to be different. I'm going to say CM Punk wins. I feel like they're going to give that to him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give him the WrestleMania main event he's always wanted. They're going to do all that for him, because I'm sure that was something that was promised. And we're going to go from there.
8-ball. Cena wins. Lol. Very doubtful. Come back to that. Wheel.
26.
Number 26, whoever that is.
Okay.
8-ball. Punk?
I'm doomed. 8-ball
says, 8-ball goes with you. It says CM Punk.
I would say this. Punk enters late. He's not going in like below. I feel like he's not going in below 20.
I have him, when I did the prediction order, at 22.
Yeah. I wouldn't have him out there long just to make sure nothing happens, but put him out there long enough to have a good showing. So now it's the ladies' turn. Out of the 30 entrants, we have the following declarations from the following individuals. So, Bailey, Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Naomi, Nia Jax, Charlotte Flair, Lyra Valkyria, Ivy Nile, Raquel Rodriguez, and Io Sky.
And then the rest of the women's division.
Yes, and then the rest of the women's division. But these are the names that have declared.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I would not mind Io winning. I would not complain about that at all. I know everybody thinks it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But in a similar conversation to John Cena, she don't need it.
She doesn't need it. That she can win a chamber and go fight Tiffy time.
Absolutely. And a certain man can also come in, but she doesn't need it either.
No. Then Becky could be in this Rumble. I'm torn whether to put her in there or not. I kind of think you should. You put her in a late number.
Since there aren't as many names in the women's as there are in the men's, like, there are some good names in here, do not get me wrong at all. But it doesn't have the same level of star power as what the men's Rumble has.
I would disagree. For what they've built this year, Bianca, Liv, Bailey, Bianca, Charlotte, Nia, then you throw in a Becky Lynch.
Well, that's what I was saying. You add to that by adding Becky.
Yeah, but no, I would say you have enough. They've built enough talent this year that there's a pretty good amount. They've been doing great things with her. I don't know if she's officially declared, but she's going to be in the Rumble. Chelsea Green's going to be in it in more than a comedy role this year, I think. Yeah, the talk is Bianca and Rhea for Mania. There was also talk of Rhea and Io at WrestleMania at one point too. So who knows what they believe? So the Io name winning the Rumble wouldn't be out of left field. Io challenging for the title after losing it last year at WrestleMania wouldn't be the worst idea. Because then Io Rhea match would be fantastic. That would be fantastic to see, especially with the role Io's been on lately in terms of her matches. Also, but then the Bianca has been on a roll as well.
You have to get the tag titles up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If it's Bianca Rhea, then you got to take the belts off of Bianca and Naomi before then, because the belts need to be online all of the nights, and you got to have a program for it. Because then that also brings in, is Jade healthy? Is Jade just out with vacation? And then you start up the story and have her come back and into the Royal Rumble to eliminate Satan and Naomi or whoever they picked out to be the one who attacked her. I mean, that's fair to say. Bailey getting another shot. I think she gets taken out by Roxanne Perez in this one, or vice versa. I think they're going to have a showdown in this match. I know they're competing for the NXT women's title at Vengeance Day in a few weeks, so you can lead more into that, because it's Julia, Bailey, and Roxanne for the NXT women's title in like 2 weeks. Shut up and take my money on that one. you have names like Bianca could win. Like Bianca would be the first 2-time winner, which would give her a record, or Becky, or who would be a 2-time as well.
Because there's a rumor circulating that it's going to be a repeat winner for the women, right? Like, I think I remember you guys saying that on Sunday.
Well, I mean, if Charlotte wins, she would be a repeat, right?
Nobody wants Charlotte.
But I'm saying, if it's Bianca, if it's Charlotte and or Becky, they're repeat winners. So your top contenders would be a repeat. That's kind of more the thing. I don't think it's a rumor. I think it's, if you go off the numbers, that's where it would lie. And I think that's kind of what it boils down to, are people like that coming out with this one, because I think they want to make a splash for the Women's Royal Rumble. If Asuka's healthy and not being bullied or people coming after her, just don't stay away from her, please. Leave Asuka alone. She's healthy. I have no idea what's going on, but stuff's going down. So just read her Twitter. You'll see. I would have her as a surprise in this match. I think you can look, but you can't touch will be in this one. Because apparently
she missed it.
She did miss it, and she would be a nice surprise for the Rumble match, and maybe coming to do something for WrestleMania wouldn't be the worst idea. You could set her up with a program of some sort. Then there's the Charlotte factor to go after Tiffany, because that's kind of the earmark match people think is going to happen. I know that she's been gone a year, which is wild to think about. It's been 13, almost going to be 13 months. They're billing her. Her merch says top girl. It kind of leads to be like, hey, she's going to be top of the food chain. She wants the title. She's going to win the Royal Rumble. And her coming, before you go, the story of coming back after the devastating knee injury and winning the Royal Rumble, say what you will about her and how many times she's gone over, Charlotte wins, LOL. That's a remarkable story to tell for her, an accomplishment, because she tore up her knee pretty good. So the fact that she's coming back and going to be in this match, yeah, the crowd... I can't base things on what the internet says, because the internet crowd is one thing. It's what is the response when she comes out from the curtain? Will she get the huge pop? Oh my God, Charlotte's back. Will she get booed out of the building? Like, the internet crowd, some will say, oh, I don't want to see Charlotte win, but then then she has her fan base who wants to see her win, and it's difficult. So, what was the question you were going to ask?
How close is she to Rick's record?
I believe she's a 14-time champion.
Okay, so she's not as close as Cena.
Believe so.
Because my only thing with it is that if you're going to have somebody break Rick's record, you have her do it. You have her do it. Because it's like, it's her father's record, it's a family legacy, and depending on if she comes back as babyface or heel... She can either use that as, you know, her father's legacy and she's holding on to it, or it's F you all, it's now mine, blah, 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 blah. You have her talk a bunch of smack. So it would be more impactful for her to get it, because let's be real, neither one of them really needs anything. Like, Charlotte is already a first ballot Hall of Famer. Cena will be a first ballot Hall of Famer when he finally retires and goes in. Which he probably won't go in for a few years. So it's not like they really, either one of them need it. Like, it's not a necessity to break Rick's record. I think people just really want to see it. I think people really believe that there is money in it, which it's true it is, because it would be a monumental historic moment in the world of wrestling. But to me, it feels like it might be a little bit more impactful for her to break it versus Cena. And then that takes some of the pressure off Cena winning a title. But if she's at like 13 and she needs
She's at 14.
So she needs 3 more?
Yeah.
Which they could do. I mean, realistically, they could do it relatively easily. But you want it to mean something. You want it to be important. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about her winning. Because again, she's someone that she doesn't need the Rumble to declare for a title. Right? Like, she can just walk up to Tiffany Stratton and be like, bitch. And it's like, okay, let's go. Let's fight. So yeah, I don't know. I still really want Io to win. just because I think it would be very unexpected and it would put her back into a title contention. I don't know, though. What do you think?
Somewhere in between Bianca and Charlotte. Because, again, it's the, how does the crowd react to her? It is going to be it's going to be interesting. Bianca, when Bianca won, she did it in front of no one. So her winning the Rumble in front of people would be cool. Charlotte winning would be the expected. But also, if you go through wrestling history, that's kind of the wrestler comes back from injury. John Cena, Triple H, stuff like that, where then they come back and win the Rumble. It's like wrestling storytelling 101, and it's easy storytelling. It is the journey. It is the story to tell. You tell that journey back and how she's now the top girl. She's worked her way back to being it. I'm going to go Charlotte. I don't feel great about it. I'm going Charlotte. Because, the man, it depends if they present her face or heel, because Tiffany is in that sort of in between. She's kind of leaning more face, so Charlotte could go more heel. But also they could be a couple tweeners and you let the crowd decide. I'm going Charlotte. Who are you going with?
I think I'm going to go with Io. I know it's wrong, but it's, I would love to see Io win it just to mix things up a little bit. Because I think she could be a really credible contender for Rhea. I think she could be a really credible contender for Tiffy. And then we also have Chamber. So you could pick the second. So Charlotte, if she needed it, could get it there.
Yeah.
If you really wanted it. But again, she's Charlotte Flair. She doesn't need an Elimination Chamber or a Rumble to demand a title match at WrestleMania. But since we know how those events work, she could win it and still get it. And plus, Io would be more of a surprise.
8-ball Bianca? Very doubtful. We'll come back to another name in a second. Wheel.
23.
Wrestler 23.
Hmm.
8-ball Becky? You may rely on it. 8-ball says Becky.
Okay, well, we'll see.
We shall see. But that's our Rumble thoughts.
It is. So you got stuff to plug. So plug away.
There may be a chance we stream tomorrow, chat.
Really?
May stream and do Rumble stuff. Maybe we'll simulate the Rumble tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Maybe. We'll see how we feel. We'll think about it. But if not, we're back live Saturday. 10-ish. Whenever the Rumble ends, we'll be live with the Rack Extra Reviews. Reviews the Royal Rumble. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review the Royal Rumble. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show. I would assume 11 on 10:30, 11. Somewhere around there. It's the night after Rumble. They may go long. Who knows? We'll be back next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Rack. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search Rack Radio Show. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle in the button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rock and Sock or
Lin's Inward.
In the Fortnite item shop, when you buy your brand new OG Battle Passes or Fortnite Cruise, because this is the new season of OG Fortnite drops tomorrow.
Ding.
Tilted Towers is back. In case anyone's ever missed it.
Oh, Lord.
But we are
Hashtag Epic Partners.
There you go.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimonLin'sWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things, you can head over to youtube.com/MBG1211. That's MBG Films. Go like, subscribe, and tell Matt we said hi because he does amazing content. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward, and we will see you directly after the Royal Rumble, whenever that is. So you've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you later. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.